Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In the Bible, God repeatedly assures us of his help. Psalm 46, 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This is not just a comforting thought. It is a promise. God's help is not distant or delayed. It is ever-present. He is with us in every moment of our struggles, ready to support and guide us. As we delve deeper into this promise, let us first understand the profound meaning behind the words refuge and strength. A refuge is a place of safety and protection. In times of trouble, when the storms of life rage around us, God is our safe haven. He is the sanctuary where we find shelter from the tempest. Just as a bird finds safety in its nest, so too do we find peace and security in the presence of our Lord. Strength, on the other hand, signifies the power and resilience we need to face our challenges. It is not merely physical strength, but a profound spiritual fortitude that enables us to endure and overcome. When we feel weak and incapable, this strength is a divine gift, empowering us to rise above our circumstances. Consider the phrase, ever, present help in trouble. This speaks to the immediacy and constancy of God's assistance. He is not a distant deity, aloof and indifferent to our plight. No, he is intimately involved in our lives, aware of our every need and ready to intervene. The Hebrew word forever, present in this context, is nimtza, which conveys the sense of being found or encountered. It implies that God is actively present, always accessible, and perpetually ready to assist us. Think of the moments in your life when you have felt utterly alone, overwhelmed by the weight of your burdens. Remember those nights when sleep eluded you and your mind raced with worry and fear. In those moments, did you not sense a gentle whisper in your heart, a quiet assurance that you were not alone? That was God, our ever-present help, reaching out to comfort and guide you. Beloved, let us take heart in these assurances. God's promise of help is not a fleeting or occasional offer. It is a steadfast and enduring commitment. He is our refuge when we feel vulnerable, our strength when we are weak, and our constant companion in times of trouble. When we face difficulties, we need not rely solely on our own resources. Instead, we can turn to God, confident that He is with us, ready to provide the support and guidance we need. My dear friends, fear is a powerful emotion, but faith is stronger. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When we choose faith over fear, we empower ourselves to rise above our worries and trust in God's provision. Let's explore the deep truth embedded in this verse. Fear can often feel overwhelming, paralyzing us, and preventing us from moving forward. It whispers lies of inadequacy and doom, convincing us that we are alone and helpless. But remember, fear is not from God. It is a tactic of the enemy to derail us from our purpose and to obscure the truth of God's unwavering support. God has given us a spirit of power. This power is not merely physical or emotional strength, but a divine empowerment. It is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that can move mountains and transform lives. This power is within us because God's Spirit dwells in us. Romans 8:11 assures us, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you." When fear threatens to overtake us, we can draw on this divine power to stand firm and face our challenges with courage and resilience. Moreover, God has given us a spirit of love. Perfect love casts out fear. 1 John 4:18. Love is the antidote to fear. When we fully embrace the love of God, we realize that we are cherished, protected, and provided for. This divine love reassures us that God is always working for our good, even in the midst of trials. It shifts our focus from our fears to the certainty of his care and compassion. This love empowers us to extend grace and kindness to others, even when we ourselves are struggling, because we trust in the abundance of God's provision. Lastly, God has given us a sound mind. A sound mind denotes clarity, peace, and rational thinking. It is the ability to discern truth from lies and to remain steadfast in the face of uncertainty. Philippians 4:8 encourages us. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. By focusing our minds on God's truths and promises, we can maintain a sense of calm and assurance, even when circumstances are daunting. Choosing faith over fear is an active decision. It requires us to trust in God's promises and to lean on his strength. It means surrendering our anxieties to him and believing that he will make a way where there seems to be none. Isaiah 41:10 provides a profound encouragement. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God's presence is a constant source of comfort and support, and his power is sufficient to overcome any obstacle. My friends, we are called to confront our obstacles with faith. Whether it's a health crisis, financial uncertainty, relational strife, or any other form of adversity, we must remember that our God is greater than any challenge we face. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is not blind optimism. It is confident assurance based on the character and promises of God. Beloved, let us choose faith over fear. Let us tap into the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind that God has graciously given us. When fear whispers its lies, let us counter with the truth of God's word. When anxiety seeks to overwhelm us, let us pray for peace and strength. By walking in faith, we align ourselves with God's will and open our hearts to his miraculous work in our lives. Remember, faith is not the absence of fear, but the determination to trust God in the midst of it. Let us encourage one another to live by faith, to support each other in times of doubt, and to celebrate the victories that come from trusting in our mighty God. He is faithful, and he will see us through. My brothers and sisters, Jesus invites us to cast our burdens upon him. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let us accept his invitation and release our burdens into his capable hands. This invitation from Jesus is a profound expression of his love and care for us. It is an open call to everyone who is weary, burdened, and overwhelmed by the demands and trials of life. Jesus recognizes our struggles and offers us a divine exchange, our heavy burdens for his light yoke. The first part of this passage, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," speaks directly to our hearts. Jesus sees our weariness. He understands the weight we carry, the stress, the pain, and the sorrow. He doesn't ask us to bear these burdens alone. Instead, he calls us to come to him, promising rest. This rest is not just physical relaxation, but a deep soul, renewing peace that only he can provide. "To take my yoke upon you and learn from me" invites us to a partnership with Jesus. In ancient times, a yoke was a wooden beam used to pair two oxen together for plowing fields. By sharing the yoke, the burden was made lighter and more manageable. Jesus invites us to yoke ourselves to him, to walk alongside him, and learn from his example of humility and gentleness. He does not dominate or control us, but rather, he walks with us, guiding us with his wisdom and grace. "Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus emphasizes his gentle and humble nature. Unlike the harsh demands of the world, Jesus' way is kind and nurturing. He teaches us to navigate life with a spirit of humility and love, finding rest and contentment in his presence. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus assures us that the burdens he asks us to carry are not oppressive, unlike the heavy, crushing loads we often bear. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. When we align ourselves with him, our struggles become manageable because we are no longer carrying them alone. He shares the load, providing strength and support. This promise of Jesus is both comforting and empowering. It reminds us that we don't have to carry our burdens by ourselves. We can turn to Jesus, lay our troubles at his feet, and find relief. This is not an act of weakness, but of profound trust and faith in his love and sovereignty. Consider the burdens you carry today. Are they financial worries, health concerns, relational conflicts, or the weight of past mistakes and regrets? Whatever they are, Jesus invites you to cast them upon him. 1 Peter 5:7 echoes this invitation. "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." To cast means to throw off, to relinquish completely. It is an act of surrender, acknowledging that we cannot handle these burdens on our own, and trusting that Jesus is capable and willing to take them from us. Reflect on the times in your life when you felt overwhelmed by burdens. Recall how turning to Jesus brought relief, how his presence provided comfort and guidance. Remember, his invitation is always open. No burden is too heavy for him, no problem too complex. He is ready to offer you rest and peace. As a community, we can support each other in this practice of casting our burdens on Jesus. Let us remind one another of his invitation and encourage each other to trust in his care. When we see a brother or sister struggling, let us gently point them to Jesus, sharing his promise of rest and relief. In practical terms, casting our burdens on Jesus involves regular prayer, meditation on his word, and being part of a supportive faith community. It means taking time each day to pause, reflect, and intentionally release our worries into his hands. It means trusting in his timing and his solutions, even when they differ from our expectations. Beloved, Jesus' invitation stands. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us not hesitate to come to him, to take his yoke, and to learn from him. In doing so, we will find rest for our souls and the strength to face each day with renewed hope and peace. My friends, God's resources are infinite. Philippians 4:19 assures us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." When we feel lacking, we must remember that God has an abundance, and he is generous in providing for his children. He will meet all your needs, both seen and unseen. The concept of God's infinite resources can be difficult to grasp in a world that often operates under the constraints of scarcity. We live in a society that promotes the idea of never enough money, never enough time, never enough success. But God's economy operates on a different principle altogether. It is a kingdom of abundance where there is always more than enough to go around. Consider the words of Psalm 50:10-12. "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine." These verses remind us that everything belongs to God. He is the creator and sustainer of all things, and his resources are limitless. When we face moments of lack or scarcity, whether it be financial struggles, health challenges, or emotional turmoil, we can find reassurance in God's promise to meet all our needs. Notice that the verse does not say some of our needs, or only our spiritual needs, but all your needs. This includes not only our material needs, but also our emotional, relational, and spiritual needs. The source of God's provision is the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. This points to the abundant wealth and glory that are found in Christ. In Christ, we have access to the fullness of God's blessings. Ephesians 1:3 declares, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Through our union with Christ, we become heirs of his riches and beneficiaries of his grace." God's provision is not limited by our circumstances or by human limitations. He is not bound by the laws of economics or by the fluctuations of the stock market. His resources are inexhaustible, and he is able to supply all our needs according to his glorious riches. In times of need, it is natural to worry and to seek solutions on our own. But Jesus encourages us in Matthew 6:31-33, "Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' Or 'What shall we drink?' Or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." When we prioritize seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness, he promises to take care of our needs. God's provision is not just about meeting our basic needs, but about exceeding them abundantly. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." God's generosity knows no bounds, and he delights in blessing his children beyond what they could ever imagine. Beloved, when we receive God's help, our response should be one of gratitude and faith. Colossians 3:15 encourages us, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let us live with thankful hearts." Acknowledging God's continuous work in our lives, gratitude is a powerful posture of the heart. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have been given. It opens our eyes to the countless blessings that surround us each day, both big and small. When we cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, we create space for God's peace to reign in our hearts. So, let this message resonate in your hearts. God's help is near. Stop worrying, for he will sort it out. embrace his promises, trust in his timing, pray fervently, and live in the peace he provides. Remember, you are never alone. God is with you, and his love for you is boundless. As you go forth, carry this truth with you and share it with others. Let your faith be a beacon of hope and a testament to the ever-present help of our mighty God. Thank you for watching this message. May God bless you and those around you.